The steps that California is taking to try to stem the spread of the coronavirus seem to be helping. This poses the question why we are doing better than the states along the eastern seaboard, including New York. For some thoughts, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Dr. George Rutherford, UCSF Director of Prevention and Public Health Group. Doctor, thanks for being with us this afternoon. Let me start with this. Why does New York, a state with half of California's overall population, have nearly nine times as many cases as we do?
It's largely a matter of bad luck, quite frankly. One of the very first cases in New York was a so-called super spreader. You don't mean that pejoratively, but it's anatomically, immunologically. The person ended up infecting more than 100 people. Each one of those people becomes a chain of transmission. So by the time they went to shelter in place, they likely had thousands of cases already in the population. Here in San Francisco, we were lucky. We went to shelter in place within a few weeks of community-wide transmission, and have been able to slow it way down. That's similar around the rest of the state, although Los Angeles still has 500 plus cases, 400 to 500 cases a day.
We're hearing that we're doing a pretty good job of flattening the curve, but that it also spreads it out. That would be true anywhere?
No, we're doing more than just spreading it out. Unfortunately, this flatten the curve has a kind of calculus problem feel to it. It's a different area under the curve, and so they're not only are the cases spread out over a longer period of time, which takes a lot of pressure off the healthcare system, but there are also many fewer cases. And that's the good news. The fewer cases we have, the easier it'll be to contain them once we end shelter in place. And I think the decision to go to early shelter in place was an historically brave decision by the mayor, by the boards of supervisors, by the health officers around the Bay. And it's really saved, literally thousands of lives.
Earlier this hour, we spoke with a Stanford researcher who was exploring the theory that perhaps the coronavirus had come to California much earlier than elsewhere in the country and that we developed somewhat of a herd mentality to it. Is that something that you've heard explored?
No, it sounds pretty unlikely to me. I mean, to have herd immunity against a disease like this, you'd have to have 70 to 90% of people infected. We're just not seeing that with the tests that are being done. And it doesn't behave, we would have noticed hospitalized cases a lot earlier than we have.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Talk about the surge. We were told that here in the Bay Area, they were expecting the surge this week, and they haven't seen it yet. What do you make of that?
I think the answer is you're welcome. I mean, the residents of the Bay Area have done an extraordinary job in decreasing transmission. All those surge numbers were based on, some amount of ongoing transmission, and I think we're all, very pleasantly surprised that we have not had it yet.
But does that mean it's just delayed for next week?
We don't know. You don't know until it happens. But I can tell you that all the numbers look like they're going in the right direction. They look like they're going in the right direction statewide. There are new projections out from the University of Washington that would suggest the peak is this week or next week. And we're going to have it is beginning to look increasingly like we're going to have a very gradual sort of low peak that tails off into the summer. Now, having said that, all we need is an outbreak in a big nursing home or in a big homeless shelter with, several hundred cases, and all these sort of magical calculations go out the window.
Dr. Rutherford, thanks so much for making some time for us. Very much appreciate that. Dr. George Rutherford is a UCSF Director of Prevention and Public Health Group.